Bible yegamba nti omuntu yalaba ebyokungulu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Man sees the outwards.
Omuntu yalaba bino byakungulu.
But God weighs the heart.
Naye Katonda yakebera mutima.
Praise the name of the Lord. We are living in a time when so much emphasis is on the outward. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The ministers come, they dress in a very particular way to give you an image of success. They work in a very particular way. They talk in a very particular way. They create certain impressions. And sometimes we are very impressed by them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God looketh on the heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God looketh on the heart. You should be very concerned about your heart. Because the church is coming into a day of inspection. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The church is coming into a day of inspection. When the Lord is coming to inspect what you have built. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, every time man builds, God comes to inspect. Praise the name of the Lord. It's important that you note that. Every time man is building, God will come to see what man is doing. Now you remember the Tower of Babel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You remember the Tower of Babel. Men got together and they said, come together, let us build a city and a tower. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They said, it's unto God. But they had their own agenda. They said, to make a name for ourselves. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They said, to make what? A name for ourselves. Do you want to make a name for yourself? You want to see your name on the posters? On television? On internet? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, this is not what you hear at leadership meetings. We could have been telling you how to multiply your churches. How to increase your branches. How to be a successful minister in quotes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we trust God that God will open our eyes to know what is ministry. Today we
are
learning ministry is service. If you want to serve, you must come under. You don't serve from the top. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You never serve from the top. The day Jesus wanted to serve his disciples, he stripped himself. Hallelujah. He removed his robe. His title, he removed it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everything he removed, he took a towel and he gathered himself. He knelt down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Took a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is service. Forget what you watch on the television. It's a deception. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They teach you how to be on top. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we learn it. You are taught Pastors learn how to deal with the assistant pastors. How to make sure he doesn't take over your church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus sat, he knelt down. He began to wash their feet. One feet after the other. He said, "You call me master." And so I am. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But observe what I have done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Observe what I have done. And do it. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to assure you, brethren, that your works will be weighed. If you have been doing it for self-interest, it will not amount to anything. It will not amount to anything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the men were building a tower, and God said, "Let us go and inspect what they are doing." And God came down, and he saw they had their own program. And God scattered what they were doing. He scattered everything. It was the day of inspection. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to tell you, the works you are working will be inspected. One of the things that is going to happen to the church is that as the world is going through tribulation, the church is being tried. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some works will not stand because they were using the wrong materials, because the emphasis was wrong, the focus was wrong. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are in the day of inspection. Praise the name of the Lord. Peter said that ministers should have their conversation honest among the Gentiles. He said that even though they speak evil of you, but they will see your good works, and they will glorify God in the day of visitation. Now, when you go to the Greek, check that word, visitation. The Greek word is the word inspection. From assembly to assembly. From family to family. From heart to heart. The Lord is coming for inspection. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's coming to weigh the works you have. And I want to tell you the standard of judgment. It's not how many branches you have founded. It's not how many miracles you have done. It's not even how many souls you have won. When God puts you on the scale, it is the measure of Christ in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The measure of Christ in you. Every work that you do has a measure of Christ in it. The measure of Christ may be little, and the measure of man may be big. As I'm preaching to you today, there is a measure of Christ in the words I'm speaking to you. God is weighing it. Hallelujah. It is that measure of Christ that is of value to you. The other part is irrelevant. It can impress you. It can make you clap. But it has no eternal value to you. God has come to judge the church. All the fanfare, all the self-promotion, God has come to judge. I want to tell you about a man. His name was John the Baptist. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now John the Baptist was a forerunner to Jesus Christ. As I'm talking to you today, God is raising up a ministry. It's an Elijah ministry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In a time when Israel, the people of God, have turned away from God, I'm turned to the worship of Baal. I pray with all my heart that one day I will have cause to speak to you on Baal. What is the worship of Baal? But I would like to say this today, that Baal is the god of the material.
He's
the god of materialism. He's the god that converts spiritual things into material things. When God speaks about wealth spiritually, they convert it to money. When God talks about life, they convert it to enjoyment. So the heart of Israel was turned away from spiritual things onto the material things. And in that dispensation, in that time, God raised up a ministry to bring a word to the children of Israel.
He
said, how long will you halt between two opinions? You want the world on one hand, and you want God on the other hand. You want the praise of men. You want the recognition of men. And then you want the praise of God. These two things never work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It never works. The praise of men is very flimsy. The same people that shouted Hosanna, Hosanna yesterday are the same people that will shout crucify him, crucify him. The same people. Hallelujah. It's like this. Hallelujah. So we are halting between two opinions. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must get this. So Elijah came, sent of God. He had no credentials. You don't know the Bible school he attended. You don't know the name of his church. The Bible says Elijah the Tishbite. Hallelujah. From nowhere. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now that is very deliberate. He just appeared. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And declared the word. And brought judgment to the land. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God was going to use him to judge the prophets of Baal who are making merchandise of the people, who are turning their hearts away from God. Today the heart of the church is being turned away from God. When God calls a young man to the ministry, what is it? An opportunity to make money, an opportunity to make a name for himself. And he's looking at certain men who he feels are successful. I want to be like them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't try to be like them. I tell you one thing God is going to do. God says the secret things are going to be revealed. That the secret things are going to be revealed. I tell you this by the word of the Lord. Don't be shocked at what is going to happen. The man you thought was a man of God, God is about to expose. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The situation will be so bad that when you call a man a pastor,
he
say, please don't call me pastor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because God is about to shake the church. He's about to expose the church. If your faith has been in men, if your confidence has been in men, you're going to crash. Hallelujah. Amen. You're going to fall. Because your faith must not rest in man. You must have an encounter with God. You must have a standing with God. You must have a personal revelation of God. Not what somebody told you. You must hear God for yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When a man comes to speak for the Lord, that man must know. Elijah said, as the Lord liveth, before whom I stand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody sent him. When John the Baptist came to baptize Jesus, he said, the man who sent me to baptize spoke to me and said, the man, you see the Holy Ghost come upon him. That is the man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He had a commission. He knew where he was coming from. He knew where he was going to. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to tell you something about ministry. Take a look at that man, John the Baptist. You see, John had a ministry. His ministry was to point men to Jesus, not to himself. Hallelujah. Not to himself. Let me tell you one of the keys in modern day ministry. It is how to make yourself the center of attraction. If you want to have a successful church in modern day, everything must revolve around you. When you talk with successful ministers, they will tell you to leave the Bible alone. So if you want to have a big church, you must make yourself indispensable. You don't want to be like that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you are going to build something that will not stand. When Jesus comes, he said, you are doing your business. They said, we did miracles. Said, you are doing on your own. We preached in your name. You are preaching for yourself. We did many mighty works. We got so saved. Said, you were not working for me. We were workers of iniquity. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is our goal. So John was called. He had only one purpose in life: to point men to the Messiah. Hallelujah. To reveal Christ. The people did not know Christ. It was John's ministry to point men to him. That is your calling. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To bring men to Christ. That men will follow Christ. And you will be happy when they follow Christ. When men began to follow Christ, John lost his congregation. Did you know that? They left John and followed him. How many of you can allow that? He said, no, please, all of you must stay here. John lost his disciples. This is where you are today. We are announcing that there's a new move coming. We announced a new visitation. One of the consequences is that you will diminish. You must diminish. You must diminish. And Christ must increase.
Hallelujah.
If you are not ready to diminish, you will not be relevant in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today, pastors want to increase. Bishops want to increase. They're increasing their cars. They're increasing their profile. Their posters are getting bigger and bigger. When we were Christians, younger Christians, we didn't see anybody's poster. There were no posters. Hallelujah. We didn't know anybody. We only knew Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We only knew Christ. Today the posters are getting bigger and bigger. The bigger your poster, the bigger your profile. John said, I must diminish. I must decrease. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you teach the people the right minister word, they will see less of you, they will see more of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then you are a good minister of the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then you are a true minister of the gospel. But if you are increasing, every day say, my pastor, you have missed it. Hallelujah. Christ must increase. You must diminish. If you are not diminishing, hallelujah. Something is wrong somewhere. Hallelujah. They came to John. They said, are you the Christ? Now, I want to say something about this word. The word Christ means Christos. The anointed one. The anointed man of God. The great man of God. Is that what you are? John said, I am not. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am not. Who are you?
One.
I am a voice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am just a voice. I am nothing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are taught today in modern ministry how to be something. When you come in here, everybody knows you have come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are nothing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are a vessel. A plate. You know what plate is? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You use the plate to serve something. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You use the plate to serve food. The plate is not important. It is what is inside the plate that is important. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are a vessel. It's what you serve that is important. You don't eat the plate. They serve me food here. Right now, I can't even remember what the plate looked like. I remember the food. I enjoy the food. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, that is ministry. Ministry is service. We minister Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul said, we preach not ourselves. We preach Christ. But many preach themselves. All that they are preaching is to exalt themselves. And because we are spiritual men, we can sense it. That the man is promoting himself. Hallelujah. You can sense it. You know it. That is not ministry. The flesh profited nothing. The Bible says it is the spirit that quickened. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
John said, I am not the bridegroom. Many today are putting themselves in the position of the bridegroom. They are taking the place of Christ in the hearts of the people of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, I am not the bridegroom. Hallelujah. I have 1 hour. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But there's so much to say. He said, I am the friend of the bridegroom. He says, he that has the bride is the bridegroom. The owner of the church is Christ.
Christ.
Don't act as if it belongs to you. Said in my church. This is my church. If you don't like it, out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
These are the dangers that we are falling into. John said the owner of the bride is the bridegroom. I am just a friend of the bridegroom. I am just escorting the bride. Like the servant of Abraham. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Was taking the bride to the bridegroom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul said, I have espoused you. So that I can present you.
Yes.
to the bridegroom as a chaste virgin, untouched by any man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to be careful. We need to be careful that we don't get caught up in the spirit of Absalom. I'm going to talk a little bit about Absalom today. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
These are not things you hear every day, but the Lord is speaking to his church, because there are people in the church who want to serve God out of their hearts. There are temptations to hijack the church and to use it for personal promotion and for personal profit. But in the midst of it, there are faithful servants. Hallelujah. There are faithful servants. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
John said, I am joyful when I hear the voice of the bridegroom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know my job is about to be finished. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know my job is about to be finished. And I can get my reward. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you about this young man called Absalom. Because the spirit of Absalom is the spirit that is dominating the church today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was a young man named Absalom. He was the son of King David. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, Absalom was the most handsome man in Israel. He had very long hair. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hair was very long. And once in a while, Absalom would cut his hair. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, all this while I used to read the Bible, and they say that Absalom's hair weighed so and so shekels. I usually thought it was the weight of the hair. And I used to wonder, how could somebody's hair weigh so and so much? Until I read one translation. I have a Bible software that has about 36 translations here. Now I have another Bible that has 26 translations. Very, very helpful. I pray that the next time we come to Uganda, we can bring copies of these Bibles. Hallelujah. For the ministers in this land. Now I was going through one translation, and suddenly I realized something, that Absalom used to sell his hair. Praise the name of the Lord. The shekels was the amount Absalom realized from selling his hair. Praise the name of the Lord. Now the hair speaks of the anointing. You know that from the story of Samson. Are we agreed on that? He speaks of the anointing, the glory of God upon you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now Absalom was a son of David, but he was not the first son. Praise the name of the Lord. But he had a desire to become king. So in his heart he said, I will be king. Now, promotion does not come from the east. It doesn't come from the west. It comes from God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It doesn't come from man, it comes from God. My brother was speaking about the graces of God. I say it's not a title. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not something that your church can say today, okay, we're going to make an evangelist. No man can make you an evangelist. A church can give you a title. They can't give you more than that. And you see, what man gives you today, he can take away from you tomorrow. But what God gives you, nobody can take away from you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to understand this thing. These are the basis of true spirituality. We have been sidetracked into church business, church organization, and all kinds of things. But God wants to bring us back to true ministry. Jesus said, feed my sheep.
Yes,
he said, Peter, feed my flock. Peter now spoke. 1 Peter chapter 5. He said, what the Lord said to me, I'm saying to you too. You elders, I also am an elder. Feed the flock of God. Take the oversight. Not as lords. Not as lords. Not as lords. Not as lords. You are not lords. You are servants. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not as lords. Not for filthy lucre. Not for money. Not for money. Not for money. But of a willing heart. A willing heart. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's important. The chief shepherd, when he appears, he has a reward. He has a crown for servants who have served well. Your labor is not in vain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so
Absalom
wanted to be king. He was seeking promotion. He began to promote himself. He appointed 50 chariots.
Horses.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now 50 is the number of Pentecost. So we are dealing with something that is functioning in the Pentecostal realm. He appointed 50 men to run before him. Hey, Absalom is coming. Everybody stand up, Absalom is coming. Everybody bow down, Absalom is coming. And Absalom will be walking, you know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was preparing for something. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is something going on in the church today that people do not know about. But it is a rebellion. Man is seeking to take God's throne in the heart of God's people. When God made man, he puts a throne in his heart. That throne is for the Lord alone. But the devil wants to sit there. Hallelujah. It is reserved for the Lord alone. Nobody else must sit there. Nobody must take the place of God in your heart. And do not take the place of God in the heart of your congregation. Teach them to seek God. They must not come to you for every problem. Teach them to hear God. Don't make yourself indispensable in their lives. Don't tie them to yourself. The flock belongs to him. If you are able to do that, then you are a true servant of God. Hallelujah. What I'm saying to you, my brethren, is not only common to you. It is a situation all over the world. But it's a big mystery. You must understand the root of the matter. The spirit of Absalom is on the move. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is preparing to overthrow God, to overthrow Christ, and to take over the vineyard. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to, that will be the second part of what I'm sharing with you today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so Absalom began to make his plan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Began to make his plan. It's the spirit that is working the church. Don't be caught up with that spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Absalom went to the throne. He went to the palace of David. And he went to set up his own little throne by the gate of the city. Anybody who wants to see David the king must see Absalom first. Hallelujah. Before you see God, you must see the pastor first. Hallelujah. Don't be Absalom. Hallelujah. So anybody who is coming to see David, they were coming to David with their problems. David is the type of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the king of Israel. Absalom was the son of David, but Absalom was not the king. Hallelujah. The heart of the people belonged to the king. Praise the name of the Lord.
So
how did Absalom do this? When a man comes to see David, before he can see David, Absalom will draw him to his own throne. Say, what is your name? He's counseling him. He's counseling him. He said, what's your name? Which tribe do you come from? Hallelujah. What is your problem? Allow the people to see the Lord. Allow them to talk to the Lord. Teach them how to connect to God. Teach them how to hear from God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Absalom had a plan. He said, what is your problem? And he said, there's something about Absalom. There is something about Absalom. Whatever the man says, Absalom says, you're right. If the man was beating his wife, Absalom said, yes, you're right to beat your wife. I know the woman must be troubling you too much. When you go home again, beat her again. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, we are living in a time people have itching ears. They don't want to hear the truth again. Hallelujah. They want somebody telling them, oh, go and prosper. Yes, God is good. God is faithful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So every man that came to Absalom, your case is right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Absalom will never rebuke him.
I say,
you shouldn't beat your wife. Your wife is your own flesh and blood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Absalom will tell the people what they want to hear. Why? Let the people to come to him. The ministry today is preaching what the people want to hear. That's why some churches are increasing. And you say they are successful. What is success there? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus,
yes,
who speak to his disciples, and some of them will walk away. He will talk to the rest.
He
said, won't you go away too? Hallelujah.
Amen.
He will tell them the truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he knew that only the truth will keep them. Those who walk away from the truth are not part of you. They don't belong to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those who hear the truth will come to you. He said, won't you go away? Jesus told Peter, won't you go away?
Yes,
Peter said, Lord, where shall we go to? You alone have the words that give it
eternal.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Absalom preached a new generation gospel. Absalom preached prosperity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Absalom preached authority without consecration. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He told the people what they wanted to hear. And in doing so, the Bible says that Absalom stole the hearts of the people. When you steal, you are taking something that does not belong to you. The hearts of the people don't belong to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The hearts belong to the king. Their loyalty must be to the king. Absalom stole their hearts. Praise the name of the Lord. When he got their hearts, he now declared his rebellion openly. That thing that was hidden before suddenly now became open. Something is happening in the church at this time. It is a hidden rebellion. You must not be part of it. I'm going to tell you the story, and you see, I believe God will help us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When David heard the rebellion, he called his own people. I said, let us get out of this place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said, let's move out. Absalom has taken over here. Let us move out of this place. Praise the name of the Lord. In the book of Luke, chapter 19, something happened there. Hallelujah. Jesus, after he had addressed the man named Zacchaeus, he turned his face towards Jerusalem. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He turned his face towards Jerusalem. And the way he was going, the people thought that the kingdom of God was about to appear. You know, they had a problem. They were looking for an earthly kingdom. Praise the name of the Lord. These disciples had an agenda. They thought that Jesus would come and overthrow the Romans and set up an earthly kingdom. Then he would not make them ministers. That's why they were struggling. I'll be minister for finance. I'll be second in command. I'll be the right hand man. And that's why they are fighting among themselves. Part of a problem in church today is because our concept, our idea of authority is political. When we think about authority, we see our politicians. That's the kind of authority that we see. And we bring that understanding into the church. That's why we struggle for power. We struggle for authority. Not knowing that that is man's authority. It's not God's authority. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So because of that, they thought that the kingdom of God was about to appear. And that they are going to become very important people very soon. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Many think that the church is a platform to make them very important in society. They have not understood the kingdom of God. So when Jesus saw what was in their heart, he told them a story. And if you forget everything I've said today, don't forget this story. He said that a certain man, hallelujah, went to get a kingdom for himself. He called all his nobles. He said, I'm going on a journey, but I'm coming back very soon. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm coming with a kingdom. Praise the name of the Lord. So when he left, you know what happened? The citizens called a meeting. They called an international pastors conference. And at the end of that conference, they passed a resolution. The resolution was, this man, we will not have him rule over us again. In fact, the Bible said they sent a message after him. Don't bother coming back. This is now our territory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They said to the king, don't come back again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We will not have this man to rule over us again. The conflict the church has today is who will be the head of the church. Is it the pastor and the bishop? Or is it Christ? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Read that portion. Luke chapter 19. They said, we will not have this man rule over us. And they sent a message after him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the situation in the church today. I'll give you another story. God brought Israel out of Egypt. He brought them to Mount Sinai. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, Moses, come up the mountain. I want to give you a kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he left, the people called Aaron. I said, Aaron, look. This man that brought us out, we don't know what has become of him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Make us gods. Praise the name of the Lord. Make us gods that we can see with our eyes. Praise the name of the Lord. As for this man, we don't know what his business is. Jesus has gone up to Mount Zion to bring a kingdom back. And the people have called a meeting with the ministers. Make us a substitute. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Aaron spoke to them. Say, bring the golden earrings in your ears. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what golden earring means?
Amani,
I will find a scripture in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs says, as a wise reprover upon an obedient ear, so are golden earrings. A wise reprover upon an obedient ear. That is what a golden earring means. Now let's explain that a little. When Abraham sent his servant to find a wife for his son, that servant is a type of the Holy Spirit. He is also a type of the ministry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm sure you understand that the ministry is synonymous with the Holy Spirit. Because we are to minister the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Jesus spoke about the Holy Spirit, he said he will not speak of himself. He will speak of me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The ministry is not to speak of itself.
It's
to speak of Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when the man saw this lady, you know the first thing he did to her, he puts golden earrings upon her ear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He had secured her hearing. From that day, that young lady will not hear of any other person except Isaac. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Her ear has been captured. Jesus said, my sheep, they hear my voice. The voice of another they will not hear. In the church there are two voices. One is the voice of the Lord. One is the voice of another. You must be able to distinguish between the two. It is the voice of the Lord that quickens you. He said that the hour cometh and now is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son. He said, they that hear will live. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this golden earring speak about the ability to hear God and not to hear man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When they are removed, You can hear trash. And you will not know the difference. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't submit your hearings to anybody. That ability to discern and to judge the voice of the God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Aaron said, give it to me. And they gave it to him. And he made a golden calf for them. And told them, these are the gods that brought you out of
Egypt.
And the people believed it. Praise the name of the Lord. They forgot the Lord had brought them. And they began to play around with religion. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there was a rebellion. And God told Moses, the people who you brought out of Egypt, they have turned their back on you. They have forgotten you, their Redeemer. And they are worshipping other gods. And Moses returned and met rebellion in the camp. And Jesus Christ is returning to meet a church that has deviated and has turned onto other things and making business in the church. You know the story. Jesus went into the temple with whips twice in his ministry. The first time immediately he was baptized in the Holy Ghost. He went into the church. He went with a whip and said, you have turned my house into a business center. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I hope you can hear this.
There
are very difficult things to hear. But we will not hide the truth of God from you. Praise the name of the Lord. That was prophetic. He said, you have made it a business center. But that wasn't bad enough. At the end of his ministry, when he was coming in triumph into Jerusalem, he took a whip again the second time and went into the temple. He said, this time you have made it a den of thieves. That's how bad it had become. Praise the name of the Lord. But when he went inside, both those who bought and those who sold, he drove both of them out. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so I want to tie up this matter. There was a rebellion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus was trying to tell them that before the master comes back, there will be a rebellion. You see that in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Some people wrote to the church in Thessalonians and said that the Lord has come. Paul said, forget it, it's not true. That before the Lord comes, there will be an apostasy. There will be a turning away.
Yeah.
Men will be giving their hearts to other things and not to the things of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is to this generation that God is raising up an Elijah company to turn the hearts of people again.
Yeah.
To prepare a people that are ready to receive the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to tell you something. The way the church is going today, if Jesus were to walk in here, many pastors will not give up their congregation. If Jesus were to say, this is my church, I want it back, they would say no. There was a parable he told. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said that a king, a man, planted a vineyard and left the vineyard to husbandmen. He said, I'm hiring this vineyard to you. It's my vineyard. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
I'm just loaning it out to you. At every season, I want to get my due. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, there are three seasons in the life of a Christian. I just feel disposed to mention this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God told the children of Israel three times. in a year you must appear before me. He says, when you come, don't come empty handed. Now brethren, listen to me. I know we have spent a lot of time here, but we are dealing with our lives, so that our ministry at the end of the day will have a reward. It will be worth something. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, 3 times in a year you must come, all male. And when you are coming, don't come empty handed. Now, those 3 seasons speak about 3 experiences that God expects us to have in the sphere of our Christian life. The first visitation was Passover. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this is very important. The second was Pentecost. And the third was the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, the thing about these 3 feasts is that they were all harvest feasts. At each of these feasts in Israel, they were harvesting something. At the Feast of Passover, which speaks about your born again experience, Israel harvested their barley. There was a fruit that came out of the land. There is a fruit that must come out of your life. Something you must bring to God when you get born again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
At Pentecost, which speaks about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and all the fruit of it today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was a second harvest. Something from our lives came to God. And the third feast was the Feast of Tabernacles. Israel harvested their fruits. And at each of these feasts, it is the harvest of a land that you bring to God. God says, the land belongs to me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The land belongs to me. Praise the name of the Lord. So these husbandmen were giving this land. At Pentecost, the master expected something from them. At Passover, he expected something from them. At Tabernacle, he expected the fruit of the land. At Tabernacle, they harvested the fruits, the olive, the pomegranate, the vine, and all the fruits were harvested then. So at each of these harvests, the owner will send his servants to go and receive the fruit. The husbandman says, let's kill them, so that the vineyard will become our own. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to say something, brethren. The Lord is bringing a word to us at this time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a time for us to examine everything. Now, do not believe this word because we have brought it to you. We encourage you to take it back to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And have an encounter with the Lord. The purpose of ministry is to bring the people to have an experience with God, to connect with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is that what the Bible says? He said he gave them apostles, prophets, and the rest of them for the work of the ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ, till we all come unto a place of maturity. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just pray that we have heard something today. I just pray that we have had a food for thought. Praise the name of the Lord. So I want to tie it up here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There were 200 men who went with Absalom. The Bible said they went in their ignorance. They didn't know what Absalom was planning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't be ignorant. As you're moving with the Lord, know that the Lord is coming to take his house He must be head over all things. You must decrease in all that you do. The people must see more of Christ. They must see less of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Know that you are a vessel. Christ wants to flow through you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He wants to flow through you. Make sure that you are serving Christ. That the people will feed off Christ. They're not feeding off you. God bless you all. Amen.
I don't know your own, not you know the level.
But hallelujah. Amen.